The city of Richmond has erected a warning sign at Gary Point Park, in the wake of the recent freak wave that almost swept a woman into the Fraser River. The sign warns park users to beware of the possibility, albeit remote, of large waves and log booms sweeping up onto the beach and path areas. A giant wave and log boom can be seen on the sign, which advises people to make a quick move for the slightly higher areas of the park, should such a similar wave to the one on April 30th roll up. While that incident was rare, the city felt it important for people in the area to be aware that such things can occur and to be vigilant in certain areas close to the river, said a statement from city spokesperson Clay Adams. We understand Transport Canada Marine, the Port of Vancouver and the Pacific Pilotage Authority are investigating this incident to examine how vessels of the size seen in the video can passage safely through this area. Changing factors such as the tide, freshet, season and weather conditions must all be considered in developing any protocols for safe passage. Gary Point Park, added Adams, is safe and an area we encourage people to enjoy. The sign is just a reminder to remain vigilant around water, especially near such a large and fast-flowing river like the Fraser. The Richmond News reported last month how the city requested the Coast Guard ask all vessels to slow down as they near Steveston, following the incident where a woman almost drowned from the freak wave. A frightening video published by the News showed a surge of water, loaded with log booms and beach debris, rolling over the walking path at the park. It's believed the container ship in the video sailing west on the Fraser River was traveling faster than ships normally do in the channel, but results of the investigation have yet to be revealed. The woman had to be taken to hospital after the incident with minor injuries. The News reported an eerily similar incident about a decade ago at the exact same spot in the Steveston Seaside Park, when a family fishing on the beach got swept up and then sucked into the river by a wave, also thought to have been caused by a passing vessel. Thankfully, everyone survived and no one sustained serious injuries, but the exact cause was never determined. There is a theory that displacement, caused by a large vessel's wake, causes water to rush into the hole in the river, which then produces a mini-tsunami effect when the displacement recovers, sending a large wave or surge ashore.